This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond. Basque Country Travel Guide. The Basque Country has long been an unexplored region in northern Spain and southern France. But that's all changing these days, since it's starting to show up on travel itineraries, and rightfully so. As one of Europe's oldest and most culturally rich regions, it has a lot to offer visitors. From modern cities, quaint villages, and green landscapes, to world-class cuisine and Spain's best wine region, the Basque Country has something for everyone. The name Eskualeria is how the natives of the Basque Country refer to their land. It simply means land of the Basque speakers. And Basque has been spoken by the feisty inhabitants well before the Romans ever arrived. Their full history, as well as the origins of their language, have long been shrouded in mystery. However, their identity is very evident. This can be seen in the plethora of Basque music, dance, sports, festivals, and food, all of which are celebrated with great fervor by the Basques. Even with this strong identity, a new image of the Basque Country is emerging. Bilbao, which is now a mecca for design and architecture, was, until some decades ago, a city full of decaying industrial complexes. The city underwent a transformation, and some of the finest architects in the world were invited to leave their mark. The Guggenheim Museum, designed by Frank Gehry, is the most well-known example, and it's now the number one tourist destination in the entire Basque region. San Sebastian is also redefining the Basque image around the world with its extraordinary cuisine. The city has 14 Michelin stars spread across 6 restaurants. It is also one of the best places to eat pintocs, culinary creations in miniature form, similar to Spanish tapas, but better. San Sebastian isn't the only place to eat amazing food. Located just 20 minutes up the coast, the beautiful town of Hondarribia is quickly becoming a hotspot for foodies. And once you've eaten all that tasty food, then a trip to Spain's best wine region, La Rioja, is not far off. There's still so much more to be discovered in the Basque Country. The region is packed with quaint villages like those found in the French Basque Country and numerous fishing communities found along the coast. There are beautiful beach resorts such as Biarritz and some of the best surf spots in the world. Have a look through our travel guide and website because there is just far too much to mention here. This is an excerpt from Basque Country's Top Things to Do and See. The Basque Country is a diverse land with lots to do and experience. We have put together a list of top picks to give you an introduction to the region's must-sees and to help guide you in the planning of your travel itinerary. 1. Bilbao. Bilbao is the beating heart of the Basque Country, as well as the region's largest and most cosmopolitan city. Bilbao's main draw for visitors is without a doubt the Guggenheim Museum. This impressive building, designed by the architect Frank Gehry, is considered to be one of the most important structures of contemporary architecture. The construction of the Guggenheim marked an important turning point in the history of Bilbao. Over the past several decades, the city has undergone a huge transformation. Old, decaying industrial complexes along the river have been ripped up, and a new, modern Bilbao has emerged. Countless world-class architects have since left their mark on the city. Today, in addition to the Guggenheim Museum, there is a timeless metro system designed by Sir Norman Foster, an airport and bridge from Spain architect Santiago Calatrava, and a community center designed by Philippe Starck. The list goes on and on. Much like the rest of Basque Country, Bilbao is constantly evolving. While the city is embracing the future, it is also conserving its past, and there is plenty of old Bilbao to be discovered. Whatever you are looking for, whether it's savory Basque cuisine, Basque culture, shopping, nightlife, etc., you will find it in Bilbao. 2. San Sebastian. San Sebastian, or Donostia, as it's called in Basque, is a majestic city with beautiful beaches and an impressive culinary scene. The city was first made famous during the Belle Époque era and is where Queen Maria Cristina established her royal summer house. Since then, San Sebastian has attracted wealthy beachgoers in search of sun and sophistication, and it's no wonder why. The city's main beach, called La Concha, is for sure the most beautiful urban beach in Europe. Luxurious beachside mansions run along La Concha, as well as the famous spa called La Perla, the Pearl, and its boardwalk is lined by an ornate white railing that has become a symbol of the city. If that already weren't enough, there are two additional beaches in San Sebastian, one of which is also very popular with surfers. In more recent years, San Sebastian has gained significant press for its cuisine. The city alone has 14 Michelin stars spread across 6 restaurants, and famously boasts more stars per capita than anywhere else in the world other than Tokyo. Restaurant Mugaritz has been ranked number 31 in the world. It is in many ways like a mini Paris, except Basque style. San Sebastian is also famous for its pintoques, similar to tapas, and the best place to go to try some of them is Parte Vieja, Old Part. This charming old city center is famous for having the highest concentration of bars in the world. This is where the pintoques is king, and the food is taken very seriously. 3. Guernica. Guernica is known throughout the world due to its painting by Pablo Picasso that bears the same name, although spelled the Spanish way, Guernica. It was this town that was bombed in 1937, the events of which inspired Picasso's most famous piece of art. The bombing by German and Italian air forces took many lives and left the town utterly destroyed. The destruction of Guernica was ordered by Francisco Franco in an attempt to overthrow the Republican government during the Spanish Civil War. One of the reasons Guernica was chosen for the bombing is due to its importance, both politically and historically. The Guernica tree can be found here, and it's where, underneath its branches, Basques were granted autonomy in the Middle Ages. Next to the tree is the Biscayan Assembly, a place where the political leaders have met to decide the fate of their people over the ages. Both the assembly and the tree offer insights into the history of the Basque people and can give a deeper understanding of more recent historical events, such as the Basque independence movement. In addition, Guernica also has its own Basque museum, the Euskal Area Museum, as well as the Peace Museum. For those who are interested in Basque culture and politics, Guernica is a must. On a lighter note, the city is also host to the Monday Market, one of the most important markets of the Basque country. 4. French Basque Villages and Towns. The French Basque country has numerous well-manicured villages and towns with rustic charm. A majority of them are scattered throughout the interior, among the green hills of the countryside, and often only occupy a street or two. Saint Jean de Luz is one of the exceptions that is actually located on the coast, and is also rather unique since it combines traditional old Basque architecture found in the interior with stately mansions that have a French influence. This is due to the fact that in the 17th century, the town transitioned from being one of France's most important fishing ports to a center for Basque corsairs. These corsairs looted and plundered and brought back incredible wealth to Saint Jean de Luz, the evidence of which can still be seen. Today, Saint Jean de Luz is a sleepy beach town that is the perfect place for families or couples who are seeking to relax in the sun while experiencing the charm of a gone-by era. In the French Basque interior, the most beautiful village is Espelette. Its picture-perfect streets are lined with traditional Basque houses, many of which feature Espelette's number one export, the piment d'Espelette, or Espelette pepper. These drying peppers profoundly dangle from lines that are attached to the facades of the houses, creating the symbol of the entire village. It is a pleasure to stroll down its streets and take in the unique scenery while stopping once in a while at stores and boutiques that sell not only the famous peppers, but also many more local products, such as chocolate and cheese. Deep in the French Basque country's hinterland lies another beautiful village, Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port. It's unspoiled and surrounded by green landscape, making it a great place for those interested in hiking and those in search of solitude and relaxation. It is a walled village and has numerous gates. The most well-known is Port Saint-Jacques, which was made a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1998. Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port is also a popular starting point for many pilgrims traveling along the Camino de Santiago. The Camino is listed as a World Heritage by UNESCO. 5. Beaches. The Basque Coast is full of beaches, and there are far too many to even mention here. However, whichever kind of beach you are looking for, whether it is a city beach, a wild isolated beach, or anything else in between, you will find it in the Basque country. Laga and Laida beaches, located within the Biosphere Reserve of Dubai. These two beaches are two of the Basque country's most beautiful. Laida is quite special because it is located in the middle of an estuary and changes depending on the tide to reveal more or less of the sandbanks. Lekeitio, a small town with a few special beaches and crystal-clear turquoise water. In the bay lies an island that can be reached via a sandbank during low tide. Hendaye, a 3-kilometer-long sandy beach located on the French-Spanish border. Biarritz, posh beach resort that is popular among surfers. It's the French Basque country's answer to San Sebastian. San Sebastian, the city's main beach, La Concha Beach, is considered to be one of the most beautiful city beaches in the world. Saint Jean de Luz, small beach resort that has a gentle bay and a beautiful old town, good for families with small children. Sarroots, home to the longest beach in the Spanish Basque Country, known as the Queen of the Beaches, and also to famous waves that attract surfers from all over the world. 6. LaGuardia and the Rioja wine region. La Rioja is synonymous with Spanish wine, and for good reason. Although Spain in general has very good wines, the bulk of the best wines are without a doubt coming from La Rioja. The region is divided into three areas, Rioja Alta, Rioja Baja, and Rioja Alavesa. Only Rioja Alavesa is located in the Basque Country, and most points of interest are located within this region. However, if you are really into wine, it might be worth it to explore the entire region, as the wine from the three different parts have their own particular characteristics. La Rioja wines are of the highest quality, which is reflected in continuous ratings of 90-plus points. From Robert Parker, the world's leading wine critic. Not only is the wine amazing, but there are also points of interest to be explored. LaGuardia is a small, walled town set atop a hill in the heart of La Rioja Alavesa. The town once held a strategic military position, and because of this, tunnels and cellars were built under the houses. After it was no longer of any military value, the villagers began to take advantage of the cellars' perfect conditions for creating wine, and the rest is history. Today, there are several wineries that still use the cellars, and it is possible to tour them. It's like stepping back in time before state-of-the-art facilities existed, and the products were still very artisanal in nature. LaGuardia is a definite must-see. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of bodegas in the region. Some are very traditional, and some very modern. Modern examples can be seen at the Yisios Bodega from Santiago Calatrava and the Marc de Riquel Bodega from Frank Gehry. 7. Hondarribia. The village of Hondarribia is located on the Basque coast and is situated on the border with France. It is full of perfectly manicured houses with colorful wooden balconies. The architectural features reflect a kind of mixture between Spanish and French Basque country characteristics and make it of particular interest. In addition to being a pleasure to explore, it is also home to some of the Basque country's best restaurants and is quickly becoming a foodie's paradise. Hondarribia is packed with a huge number of amazing restaurants and bars, some of the very best in the region, in fact. If you're into Basque gastronomy, your trip won't be complete if you don't visit Hondarribia. The well-preserved old town, a relaxing maritime atmosphere, and fantastic food are only some of the reasons why Hondarribia is one of our favorite places in the region. 8. San Juan de Gaztelagatz. San Juan de Gaztelagatz, whose name means Castle Rock in Basque, is a definite must-see if you are visiting the Basque Country. It is an awe-inspiring island located just off the shore along the Bay of Biscay. The views to, from, and around the island are simply beautiful. San Juan Gaztelagatz is accessed by man-made stone bridge. The bridge transitions into a narrow path that contains 241 steps and zigzags its way back and forth to the top. At the highest point of the island, there is a tiny church dedicated to John the Baptist. The island also has an intriguing history. Throughout the years, it has housed a convent, served as a prison for Basque witches during the Spanish Inquisition, been used as a defensive outpost for the Lords of Biscay, and was even ransacked by Sir Francis Drake. 9. Guetaria and Tacoli Wine. Guetaria is a charming fishing village that's wedged between two beautiful beaches and a tiny island and sits adjacent to the green rolling hills of Guetarioca Tacoli wine region. Tacoli is a slightly sparkling, young, and fruity wine that has been produced in these unique vineyards overlooking the ocean. Although Tacoli has been around for centuries, the first mention of it dates back to 1520. It has just started to become popular in recent years, and not only in the Basque Country, but also all over the world. Some of the Tacoli bodegas offer tours, while others offer tastings, and almost all of them offer direct sale. However, to fully experience Tacoli, you must visit one of the many restaurants at the harbor, where you can enjoy a bottle with some freshly caught fish that is grilled outside over charcoals. The lovely setting, along with great food and wine, is one of the reasons we love Guetaria so much. But Guetaria has more to offer, especially if you are into fashion design. This little town is actually the birthplace of the famous fashion designer Cristobal Balenciaga. Balenciaga, who was born in 1895, was a true fashion innovator and was respected throughout the fashion world for both his techniques as well as his perfectionism. In 2011, Balenciaga Museum was opened in the Aldemar Palace and today proudly displays many of his haute couture creations. 10. San Fermín Running of the Bulls. The San Fermín Festival and the legendary Running of the Bulls attracts over a million visitors every year to Pamplona. The festival starts the 6th of July at 12 o'clock p.m., with the Tut Pisano, a small firework that is fired from the balcony of City Hall. During the week of San Fermín, Pamplona is flooded with partygoers from all over the world, each donning a white t-shirt and a red handkerchief. The activities and events of the festival consist of concerts, rural sports competitions, Basque dance and music, nightly fireworks shows, and much more. However, the most famous event of San Fermín is without a doubt the Running of the Bulls. Encierro in Spanish. This event, which was immortalized in Ernest Hemingway's book, The Sun Also Rises, take place every morning at 8 o'clock a.m. between the 7th and 14th of July. Runners are chased by six bulls for approximately 800 meters until they reach the bull ring, Plaza de Toros in Spanish. This is a very dangerous activity, and while some people train all year preparing for it, others decide to join at the last moment, convinced by the amount of alcohol drank during the night before. This makes the running even more dangerous, and unfortunately, 15 people have died doing it since 1924. Nevertheless, the running of the bulls is an extremely popular activity and something unique that is worth seeing at least once. Tasting Tucson, having a bite of the Basque Country in downtown Tucson. Trio of partners opened Basqueria on Congress after a life-changing trip to region. Owners want guests to try new flavors, learn about culture. By Jose Zuzaya, published August 14, 2024. On today's tasting trip, we're going to downtown Tucson, just before the fork that splits Congress and Toole Avenue. Here at Basqueria, guests can try familiar tapa-style bites and experience a tribute to the Basque Country, straddled between Spain and France. The three partners running this new venture say they hope once diners sit down for a drink or a bite-sized pinto portion, they will be curious to learn more about a people and culture thousands of miles away. That, and enjoy a lively meal with friends and family. If you ask Jeff Baker to describe the partners' group trip to cities like Bilbao, San Sebastian, and Biarritz, he says he can't help but give a cliché answer because it's how he truly feels. It was life-changing. It was delicious. We're enamored with how life is over there. The bars, the restaurants, the simplicity, the community in these places, Baker said. We just wanted to bring some of that feeling back to Tucson. Baker and the managing partners, some with prior restaurant experience, then came up with a plan. Draw on these dishes they tried to fuse flavors from Spain and Latin America. I just hope that people see this and want to learn more like we did, Baker said. The food's really good. The people are more important, and it's spending time together, enjoying both of those things at once. Baker's team tapped longtime local chef Joel Sweer to lead their kitchen. We're starting with the pinstos, snacks with the toothpick you'd grab as you hop with friends from bar to bar. Smoked salmon on top of bread with goat cheese and sweet honey hot pepper glaze, Swire said, showing us his preparation. Here we make our own deviled eggs recipe, so it's on top of bread and a shrimp. For hot bites, guests can try grilled marinated shrimp and lollipop lamb chops. Quick note to you, reader, from me. It was pretty cool to see a chef prepare dishes inspired by recipes I grew up enjoying thanks to my Basque family. Now it's time to go back into the main kitchen. Chef Swire whipped up two entrees. The first is chicken basquais, which saw all the cooking prep that comes with the recipe. Tomato, bell pepper, garlic, onions, and spices, Swire said. The seasoned chicken goes into the pan first with olive oil. Swire will wait to add the chopped veggies. It's all about color, how the plate brings you, oh, this is pretty. Saute the vegetables, then add the tomato, white wine, and chicken stock. To give diners a more familiar flavor, Swire and the Basqueria team also put their own twist on a Spanish recipe, ropa vieja, that's since become a seminal dish in Cuban cuisine. And here, slow cooking the beef is the name of the game. We cook for about 4.5 to 5 hours, very slow. Cool it out, shred it, and we're going to heat it up in our stock, Swire said. Pair your plate with a drink from the bar and enjoy. Topa. Baker said the managing team is excited to roll out more menu offerings as students come back for fall semester at the University of Arizona. They hope to tap into that energy, offering happy hour specials and a brunch menu as well for the weekend crowd. This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left-click on Broadcast Info and Audio. Then, under Programming Links, left-click on On-Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.